Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The American Civil Liberties Union reached a settlement over its lawsuit with Clearview AI, which accused the company of violating the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. The settlement will bar the company from selling its biometric data to most private firms in the U.S. Clearview will also stop offering free trials to individual police officers without employer approval. Clearview will also create an opt-out for Illinois residents for their photos to not appear in its search results. Intel announced its release schedule for its discrete ARC GPUs. Entry-level A3 GPUs will ship to system builders and OEMs in China in Q2, with A5 and A7 cards coming to OEMs later this summer. For laptop cards, ARC GPUs are currently available on Samsung laptops in South Korea, but Intel said it's working with Lenovo, Acer, HP, and Asus to get laptops with ARC 3 GPUs released ASAP. VentureBeat sources say Microsoft will release an Xbox Cloud gaming streaming device within the next 12 months. Microsoft and Samsung also reportedly began collaborating on an Xbox game streaming app for Samsung smart TVs. Both would let you access movie and TV services, as well as stream titles through Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Nintendo shipped 4.11 million Switch consoles in its fiscal Q4, bringing 2021 shipments to 23.06 million, just meeting analyst estimates and down 20% of the year. Lifetime console sales now sit at 107.65 million units. Speaking about the ongoing chip shortage, Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said, "We do not see an end to this situation." Sony announced it sold 2 million PlayStation 5 units in its Q4, down 40% in the year, and bringing lifetime console sales to 19.3 million. PS4 and PS5 game sales increased 15% in the year to 70.5 million titles. For all of 2021, Sony's Game and Network Services division saw revenue up 2% on 2020. Facebook will shut down its service to find friends nearby, cleverly called Nearby Friends. Location and history and background location will shut down May 31st, disabling Nearby Friends and weather alerts. Any of your previous location information will be completely deleted by August 1st. Facebook will continue to lose location information to personalize ads, let you check into places and events, and a few more use cases. Britain, Canada, and the European Union released a statement saying Russia carried out a cyber attack against the satellite company Viasat in late February, just prior to its invasion of Ukraine. The attack caused indiscriminate communication outages in Ukraine and also impacted wind farms and internet users in Central Europe. DJI announced the Mini 3 Pro drone, offering 4K 60 frame per second video capabilities and 34 minutes of flight time. It weighs 249 grams, coming in just under the FAA's 250 gram and over drone registration requirement. The Mini 3 Pro costs $669 for just the drone, or $909 with a remote. AMD announced the Radeon RX 6950 XT, 6750 XT, and 6650 XT GPUs. These keep the same core counts as the existing RX 6000 series, but add faster 18 gigabit per second GDDR6 memory and slightly boosted clock speeds. The RX 6650 XT replaces the older RX 6600, while the 6900 and 6700 will remain in AMD's lineup. The RX 6950 XT lists at $1,099, the 6750 at $549, and the 6650 at $399. Adobe updated Photoshop for iPad to include content-aware fill, remove backgrounds, and select subject features. The update also supports accessing Adobe fonts and custom fonts, as well as annotation sharing. The dating app Grindr plans to go public through a merger with Tiga Acquisition Corp., a special-purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, that values the company at $2.1 billion. CEO Jeff Bonfort and COO Rick Marini will reportedly step down. In an investor presentation, Grindr revealed it had 11 million monthly active users, with revenue up 30% on the year. Match Group filed a lawsuit against Google in California's Northern District, challenging its policy change to require play billing. In a statement to TechCrunch, Google called the lawsuit self-interested and pointed out that Android allows for multiple ways to distribute apps outside of the Play Store. Canada's Competition Bureau filed an application to block Rogers Communications' purchase of Shaw Communications for $26 billion, saying the deal would lead to worse service and higher prices. The Bureau's investigation in March 2021 found the acquisition would eliminate Shaw's low-priced Freedom Mobile offering from the mobile market. The acquisition has already received approval from the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. Engadget reports that Lincoln College in central Illinois will close on May 13th, in part because of a ransomware attack. The college suffered a ransomware attack in December that affected admissions, enrollment, and fundraising. It took until March for the data to be restored, at which point the college realized it would need a donation or a partnership in order to continue operation after the spring semester. That has not yet come, and it looks like the 157-year-old college will shut its doors. And finally, Sharp announced the Aquos R7, an Android 12 smartphone with a 1-inch 47.2-megapixel rear camera sensor and a variable refresh rate AMOLED display able to scale from 240 Hz all the way down to 1 Hz. Inside are otherwise standard 2022 Android flagship specs. The phone launches in Japan in July. No word on pricing. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.